late. Money taking home, breaking out. You wonder why women hate me. The sneaky silent man, the punk domestic violence man, the quick to shoot the semen. Stop acting like boys and be men. How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? How you gon' win when you ain't right within? Come again.
But it's like you born from the stands. You know the world is out to get them, so why don't you give them a chance? It's like
I can't, I won't, I can't, I won't let you leave. Now, now I don't know what you want from me.
What you want from me?
So he said to him, I want you to be a father. I'm your little boy, and you don't even bother. Like, brother without the aura, and I'm starting to harbor. Cool on food for thought, but for you, I'm a starver. Starting to use red markers on my work. My teachers say they know I'm much smarter, but I'm hurt. I used to hand my homework in first, like I was the classroom starter. Burst the tears, let him know he sees. Now I'm fighting in class, got a note last week to say I might not pass. Kids ask me if my daddy is sick of us, cause you ain't never picked me up. You see what my problem is, that I don't know where my papa is. No positive male role model to play football, to build railroad models. It's making the hole and you been digging it, cause you ain't been kicking it since I was old enough to hold bottles. Wasn't supposed to get introduced to that. I don't deserve to get used to that. Now I ain't asking you for money or to come back to me. Some days it ain't sunny, but it ain't so hard. Just breaks my heart when my mama try to provide, and I tell her that ain't your job to be a man. She try to make me understand that she my number one fan, but it's like you born from the stands. You know the world is out to get me, why don't you give me a chance? It's like
I can't, I won't, I can't, I won't let you leave.
Now loading.
Welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hi, welcome to the Arcade Radio Show. This is Heather.
And I'm Nelson.
And right now it's 5:05. We're here for the next hour. We're going to bring you video game music, pop culture music, things we just in general find interesting. So let's go right into Bloody Tears from Super Castlevania 4.
Let's roll up to be a single star in the sky.
the sky to you.
Hey there, Goombas and Koopas. Thank you for tuning in to WMFO 91.5. We're very appreciative that you're listening today.
All right, so what we just listened to was Que Sera Sera from Katamari Damacy, one of my favorite songs from that game. And
I don't think I can hear you.
No? You can?
Oh.
Oh. Maybe you're just deaf.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sorry. Called you out on air.
Carry on.
So that was Que Sera Sera from Katamari Damacy. And it's a weird game. It's very fun, though. It's very simplistic, but it's still so weird. You're a little person, alien man, and you are sort of rolling around objects, everything in your world, everything in your environment. You roll around and just throw into space, and everybody seems really happy about it.
Except the king.
Yeah, your father.
Your father is never satisfied with what you do.
Hitting hitting home there?
Hitting very close to home. But we're just thinking about the topic of weird games. Have you ever played a game out there that you just thought was wild, insane? You guys got any examples?
The bird dating game.
Which is the bird dating game?
Hatoful, I think it's Hatoful Boyfriend. Yeah, Hatoful Boyfriend. So you play, I don't know who you play, a girl or a pigeon? I don't really know, but you date photorealistic pigeons, and they also have, like, so it'll have the picture of the photorealistic pigeon, and then it'll have the kind of tropey anime character next to it.
I've played this game.
It's a dating sim game, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you're trying to, like, date these
birds. Yeah, and, like, the white quail is, like, the sensitive blonde one, and see, the regular pigeon is, I don't know. I don't really know what he's about.
I've definitely played this game before. Are you sure it's not called OK Cupid?
It might be. Oh, that one's a weird looking. Oh, man. It's some unfortunate looking dudes. One of the pigeons is injured, and so the anime character that represents him has an eye patch over his head. And they make throw pillows, too, with photorealistic muscular. God, this is weird.
All right. Well, if you have any weird games and you'd like to give us a shout out, just give us a call and you'll be on air. So let us know the weirdest game you've played.
So that was Frog's Theme from Chrono Trigger. And before that was Another Winter from Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, the video game. That's a mouthful. But,
yeah.
Nelson, do you have a...
Oh, I have some vocabulary words for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Ready
yeah.
for it?
Yep.
So if I call you a pragmatic prevaricator with a propensity for oratorical sonorosity, which is too pleonastic to be expeditiously assimilated, what would I be calling you?
Confused.
A liar! Filthy liar!
Wow. I don't know what was more painful, that or Mario Paint.
Ooh.
I was actually thinking about doing a segment each hour, each time we do a show, that's just Mario Paint songs that people have made on Mario Paint.
Mario, what is Mario Paint?
Nelson, you want to explain it?
You don't want to know.
Oh, is it watching paint dry, but in Mario colors? Fun Mario colors?
How about we'll get to the next song, and I'll bore her with my explanation.
When our love was frozen,
So the last song that played was from Pokemon Heart Gold, Soul Silver, a classic for a lot of us out there who grew up with Nintendo. This song was so good they used it in 4 different cities.
Oh. Have you heard of what's the city in the Pokemon game that has like the really depressing music? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. Oh,
is it the rock one? The Mine City?
It's like with the grave Pokemon and all that, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm gonna have to look it up, but yeah. But supposedly the music.
Lavender Town?
Yes, it Lavender is Lavender Town. Town. Yeah. Lavender Town.
That's not a depressing flower.
It's
unless you're allergic to it.
It was like sort of casino Pokemon, so like upbeat and cheerful, that it was like kind of a creepy area.
Oh.
And it had to, a lot of the Pokemon packs were kind of weird and sad.
And we also saw a Pokemon graveyard.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so instead of Pokemon fainting, we saw the concept of them dying.
Yeah.
I think
in that town you find out that the Pokemon drowsy, it's like fun fact, was that it would lure children away in their sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Pokemon got very dark holes.
Or when Cubone lost his mom, like that was depressing as can be. That broke my heart.
What was the one that...
Do you remember when Ash had to say goodbye to Charizard and Butterfree?
No.
Don't even bring that up.
Oh, man.
What was the one where one of the Pokemon like picks up a skull and puts it on his head and then now it's Pokemon?
That was Cubone.
That was his mom?
And that was his mom's stuff, yeah.
Well, actually, there's a fan theory that Cubone is actually... It's a stretch, but Cubone's actually a Kangaskhan baby. Hmm. And the skull is actually...
Oh, that would make
mom
sense.
Dies.
Good God.
Yeah.
What's Gastly's story?
I don't know. I love Gastly.
God, I love Gastly.
Asba.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's Weezing. My bad.
Weezing, wee!
I would do the victory bell, but I don't want to scream on air. speaking of which, Pokken Tournament just is coming out pretty soon.
Oh, yeah.
It's a mix of some Tekken and some Pokemon action where you have a Luchador Pikachu and some pretty crazy Pokemon that can fight, like, intensely. And the concept is that's what actual Pokemon battles look like.
Do you play the Pokemon or do you throw the Pokemon in and tell them what to do?
You
just play as the Pokemon.
Oh, right
as
on!
As like Street Fighter... side kind of
it's
style.
A fighting
really
it's yeah. a fighting game.
What do you fight, other Pokemon?
Yeah.
Oh.
Until they end up in the Pokemon graveyard.
Ooh, brutal.
Probably not that far.
Yeah, they don't show those fatalities.
What's the Lucha Pikachu? Lucha
it's exactly what it sounds like. It's Pikachu in a luchador costume.
Oh my god, it's so cute.
It's also, it's a female Pikachu.
What? Yep. Lucha China.
So actually I have some fun facts from some of the previous songs from the video games of the previous songs we just played. Let's start off here. Well, as you know, I love Katamari Damacy.
Mm-hmm.
And the creator, the composer of all this, the entire soundtrack, Yu Miyake, well, he would walk around the studios and he would have a voice recorder and he would hum to himself tunes that he thought would be good for the video game. And that's actually how the main theme for the game was used, because he would go, you know, he would hold the voice recorder and go, na 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 na. And that was actually the clip that they took.
That like cheesy guy's voice?
Yeah, the cheesy guy's voice was actually the composer.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, no way.
And also a little fun fact about from Chrono Trigger is that there are 3 generals in the game, and they are all named after famous rock and roll artists. There's Ozzy, Slash, and Flea, respectively named after Ozzy Osbourne from Black Sabbath, Slash, the guitarist from Guns N' Roses, and Velvet Revolver, and Flea, who's the bassist for Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's pretty awesome.
That and those are the bosses in Chrono Trigger?
They're like generals, I think they're, yeah, sort
Flea
of
Flea is a general? That's right.
Yeah.
Sweet. Wow.
All right, so it's almost 5:30. Let's go into our PSA.
With video games, I'm often choosing between what my kids want and what I think is best for them.
Hey, Mom, how about this one?
Rated T for teen with violence and suggestive themes. Let me check the rating summary. Frenetic combat, cries of pain, female warlords exposed cleavage.
Maybe the other one's better.
The rating summaries are free. Use them, and you'll be armed with the world's most powerful weapon, knowledge.
For more information, go to esrb.org.
Thank you. So that last song, Julia, do you want to talk about that?
Ridiculousness. It's from Yo-Kai Watch. An anime and a game. It's a game now, right? Or was it a game first?
Honestly, I think it was a game first, like Pokemon. It's actually, I would say it's like the successor to Pokemon.
Huh. Oh, yeah! Right, so the kid, you can get tokens from the ghosts that you, or the yokai.
Yeah,
that...
maybe we should backtrack a little bit. So, as in, I'm assuming a lot of people are familiar with Pokemon. You run around, you catch monster things.
Catch them, throw them, fight them, there
you go. Exactly, make them fight, catch more. Endless cycle of violence. In Yo-Kai Watch, it's you have like a watch that you can scan your area, like say you're at your house. Well, not
it's like
in real
a flashlight.
Life. Yeah, it's like a flashlight, and you can see ghosts that are around you, and they're apparently causing all these normal day issues like
forgetfulness,
sleepiness,
motivation.
Yeah, being too hungry.
Read the mood, man. No one's motivated. He's possessed.
So, yeah, Julie and I have recently been actually watching the anime.
Nelson watched it with us too, right?
It's great, right?
Did you see it? No.
No?
No.
I have played the demo of the game, and it is fantastic. You can get this old lady ghost.
Oh, yeah!
She's fantastic.
Baby. She makes you tell the truth.
she's also the healer in the group.
Oh, weird.
So, and then you get the cat. What's the cat's name? Oh, come on. The cat's the main character.
Something, yeah.
Jibanyan.
Jibanyan.
Oh, you guys are pretty good with names.
It's a cat with a belt. Mm-hmm. I like that when he calls on the ghosts, they're not just ready and fighting like Pokemon. They're kind of like, oh, what?
I was in the middle of doing something.
I was taking a shower. What's going on?
I
you want me to fight somebody right now? I think that's perfect. Yeah.
So that upbeat, peppy song was the ending theme to the anime, which we just, I think, just grown so attached to.
It's really cute. You should watch it.
Yeah. Or if you have kids who you think it might be up their alley. I think it probably is on, like, WB Kids or something nowadays. So actually, the next song that we were going to play is another song from a show that we really like called Steven Universe. I wouldn't say it is a musical show. Maybe there's not a musical number in every episode, but the one that we're going to play for you is called Something Entirely New. You want to talk a little bit about that?
So one of the characters that they have in the show is actually she's a pop star over in the UK, and here still, she's name's Estelle. I don't know if anybody...
She did the song American Boy that was popularized.
Yes. Yeah. And the way that the show works is there's a young boy, and he's surrounded by kind of these alien life forms, these gems, and they can combine and, like, combine their powers and make bigger gems and stuff like that. And this one gem is always fused because it's supposed to represent this kind of love between these two smaller gems, and it's very sweet. And I like that the show is moving, and more kid shows are moving towards kindness, acceptance, and not just kind of that violent slapstick.
Mm-hmm.
It's really sweet.
Yeah, it does seem to have, like, a return to morals.
Yeah.
Which is really
from
refreshing.
After the madness of the 90s and 2000s with Ren and Stimpy and all those kinds of so it's nice.
So yeah, let's listen to it. It's beautiful. It's composed by Rebecca Sugar, who also does a lot of the music for Adventure Time, if you might be more familiar with.
She's the show's creator too,
and as well as also currently internet popular is Bee and Puppy Cat as well.
Yeah.
So let's get into that.
Where did we go? What did we do? I think we made something entirely new. And it wasn't quite me, and it wasn't quite you. I think it was someone entirely new. Oh, well, I just can't stop thinking. So different, and you had it before. Of course not. When would I have ever? I'm so sorry. No, don't be. And now you're here forever. What about you? What about me? Well, you're here too. We're here together. Mm-hmm.
So that was the main theme for Metal Gear Solid.
Epic sounding, yeah, definitely.
Something about stealth games that just creep me out. It's a stealth game, right? Like, you sneak around?
I think it can be a stealth game if you want it to be.
I just remember hiding in the box all the time, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, and then, is it the one with the exclamation point, guys?
Yes.
Oh, gotcha. See, I thought it was going down.
Yeah.
What was that catchy tune before that?
Well, that was the Steven Universe song. I guess you could tell through the song that it tells the story between these two characters and how they've met, and
they're stuck on a planet together.
Yeah.
Alone. It's like, oh dear. Well, fine.
Up next, we have a song from a game that isn't so emotionally deep, I would say. It's from Bayonetta. And
Cheshire.
Nelson, do you want to explain Bayonetta, what Bayonetta is for our listeners?
Yeah.
Well, listeners out there, if you ever played, Epic Hack and Slash, comparing it to something like of God of War,
Devil May Cry,
good,
but with more heels.
Good characterization of her is with heels. She is crazy, wild, and very sexualized. Bayonetta does not fight unless she is in style.
And doing splits. Upside down.
Just if you've ever seen a picture of her, she's the one with the guns for high heels. I think that's just the best way to explain it. But despite the criticism for the game and how I feel it does have many faults, it's very fun. And it's hard to sometimes not get caught up in how fun it is.
Yeah, definitely. There's a time and a place to be, to get your pitchforks. And playing a game is not the time, tell you what. Yeah. Yes.
All right, so here is the cover of Fly Me to the Moon, featured in Bayonetta. All right, so that last song was called Green Bird. It was from the anime Cowboy Bebop. It's a really pretty song, despite it being about someone dying.
Kind of deep and a little depressing there, but, you know, I don't know what kind of music I would try to go die off to.
Mm. Yeah. That's a good question.
And before that, we had the Animal Crossing New Leaf. It was the 7 p.m. song. So by that, I mean every hour of the day in the game, there's a different song that plays. And the game plays in real time. So if you're playing at 5 o'clock at night, you're playing at 5 o'clock in the game. And there's a certain sound or a certain music that goes with that time. So the one I played was from 7 p.m.
So do they have like a rush hour time, like 5 o'clock, like dun, 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 get going?
That would be really funny.
And shenanigans at 3 a.m.? The Animal Crossings get into all kinds of trouble?
I wish they did. Sadly, it's the town is populated by people who don't work for a living. And
what?
It's just by animals. All they do is wander around and water flowers all day. Oh. And it's up to me, the mayor, to really get things done.
Help us, help us.
You really need to find some employment for them.
I wish I could.
Yeah, dude.
It would really help the economy in my town.
Yeah. Anyways,
I was thinking about playing a song that's really important to me and has might be more familiar to people due to because of He-Man. So here is What's Up by Four Non-Blondes.
He-Man?
Should that the world was made up of this problem.